This is Out of Darkness into Light, Practical Tools to Get Through the Dark Days of Winter, a 4-week mindfulness and meditation series. Week 1, Feeling Safe in the Darkness. So your mindful intention this week is hibernate to heal. It's been quite a year, and here we are looking at the darkest 4 weeks of the year where the days are shorter, the sun stays hidden longer, and the shadows of the world are, well, darker. This time between Halloween and Christmas, the Day of the Dead, and the winter solstice, the birth of Christ, it is a time of darkness. This course is designed to help us remember that there is purpose for the darkness, that on the other side of the day there's always light. No matter how dark the night feels, there always comes a dawn, and after the worst of the worst storms, we do eventually get a day of clear skies and sunshine warmth. So let's just start by stating the obvious. Sometimes the simple act of acknowledging and validating the overwhelmed suckiness of a situation makes it somehow feel just a little bit better. So this year, the year of perfect vision, 2020, has been rather harsh, not just on our eyes, but all of our senses. Here in the United States, we started the year tracking the politics of an impeachment of our president. No matter which side of the aisle you lean towards, this was stressful. And it was so divisive for our company, for our country, whose name implies unity. Then, before the ink could dry on that impeachment, the pandemic hit, and everything turned upside down and inside out as the world went into lockdown. Terms we'd never heard before, such as social distancing, virtual learning, safe at home, and citywide curfew, became commonplace, and we scurried for toilet paper and cleaned out our over-cluttered closets. After 2 months of hiding inside, as the weather got nice, George Floyd was killed, and our nation turned inside out on itself again, this time with protests and riots. Mother Earth took that spark of rage, and she lit our West Coast on fire through the summer, and then she doused our East Coast with hurricanes in the late summer and early fall. Then the mask orders came, and cancel culture of social media happened, and in the fall, brought all more division just in time for a controversial presidential election. Phew. Just writing that much was exhausting enough for me to need to get up out of my chair and go eat a cookie. Or three. Yeah, I had three. Shadows and darkness are almost always scary. It's no wonder that our greatest fears as kids are usually connected to darkness and the monster that come out from under our beds when the lights go out. When I was a kid, when I had sleepovers at my grandma's house, I was terrified that these cartoon creatures on the posters she had on the closet doors would come alive and attack me in the night. Oddly, those cartoon creatures were owls. I love owls now, but if memory serves me right, those creatures as owls, they were scary, and they are considered creatures of the night. Anyway, I remember being that kid that asked Mom to check under the bed and to lock the monster in the closet at bedtime, and I begged my grandma to tell the owl posters to stay inside the poster world and not come climb into bed with me. This week, as COVID cases rise and most of our country's governors are encouraging and even ordering stay-at-home orders once again, it feels like we're being told to go to bed and stay there while the lights are turned off and the under-the-bed monsters get louder. How are we supposed to sleep in that kind of chaos? It's called hibernation. Every morning, I roll out of bed onto my yoga mat. It's my time to connect with myself, to set my intention for the day, and stretch my body out of dream world through the veil into consciousness. At the beginning of my yoga practice these last few weeks, I've been pulling an animal totem card to help with my intention and lesson of the day. Three times in the last 2 weeks, guess what card I've pulled? Yep, the bear card. What do bears do this time of year? They hibernate. They sleep. They dream. They rest. They restore. When I started looking at this new stay-at-home order, I decided it is about hibernation. Not only is it important for our physical health during this rapid increase of COVID, but it's also important for us as empaths to protect ourselves from the intense stress and anxiety and the chaotic energies that are flying at an ever-increasing rate out there. I even woke in the middle of the night last week and composed a long blog about it called The Empath Quarantine, and I posted it just hours before my Minnesota governor announced his latest executive order to close restaurants and discourage gatherings of people outside their households. Not surprisingly, as with anything, when we change our perspective about uncomfortable things, they can somehow get pleasant. So when I changed my perspective from this stay-at-home order this time around to being hibernation, I liked the idea. I started talking to the cute bear in my animal card deck. Then I thought about it. Children like to sleep with teddy bears. Bears hibernate. And it's a means of snuggling in, hibernating, restoring, rejuvenating, repairing. Perhaps this stay safe at home right now that we're in is just about that, repairing and healing. So I think of it like blanket forts. On Monday this week, during my playdate with my 5-year-old nephew, I was laying on the living room floor and he buried me in the couch cushions. It was so comforting. Even as he was jumping up and down on me like I was the couch, those soft couch cushions surrounded me and I felt like a protective armor that blocked out the sound and pressures of the outside world. And yes, it blocked out the light too. I was in a quiet, dark, safe place. Thinking about it more, I realized that one of the things I'd loved to do as a child, especially when I felt overbombarded by the energies of the big bad outside world, was to build a blanket fort using the couch cushions and the throw blankets. So when I did just that with my nephew on Monday, I realized it helped a lot to make myself feel safer and cozier and happier with this last stay-at-home order. In fact, it made me want to nestle in even more. I encourage you to try it. Go build a blanket fort. Use as many pillows and cushions and blankets as you can. It's cozy, it's warm, and it's just like a bear. It's this little hibernation den. Something about it will make you feel better and make you want to stay home. If it's a little too dark in there, try night lights. The other thing I did as a child to fend off the monsters of the big, bad, dark world was to use a nightlight. I've been lighting all kinds of nightlights since Halloween this year. As a grown-up, they come in the form of candles and salt lamps, and they help a lot. Lighting candles, especially at night, it makes the darkness feel romantic, not scary. And the salt lamp makes it feel cozy instead of cold. And then rest. When bears go into hibernation dens, they sleep. They let themselves sleep deeply. They sleep for a long time. One of the nasty side effects of this long year of 2020 is that I haven't been sleeping as much or as well. All the stress, all the adrenaline and cortisol in my system, my circadian rhythms are all messed up. But when I do find Dreamworld, I find it deep and hard. So perhaps these next 4 weeks is about just that. Sleep in, sleep longer, sleep deeper, rest more, to repair and recover from all the chaos of the year. So I've been going to bed earlier, staying in bed longer, and taking naps. The affirmations, the intentions I want to give you for this week are: I repair, I restore, I am safe, I am okay. And reset. When you fall asleep and wake up, it's like a reset. Everything comes out a little bit clearer. Problems you had yesterday, many of them are clearer and you find the solutions today. So think of this week as a hibernation, as a closing in, turning off the lights, turning on that salt lamp so that you can heal, so that you can rejuvenate, so that you can rest, so that you can protect yourself with the cushions from that outside ugliness and just be with yourself.